member of President Clinton's cabinet has agreed to join the Bush cabinet. Outgoing Commerce Secretary Norman Mineta, a former California congressman, has been nominated as the next transportation secretary. For weeks, Bush has said he hoped to have at least one Democrat in his cabinet. Now he has. Mineta was one of three cabinet choices the president-elect announced in Austin yesterday. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
Current Commerce Secretary Norm Mineta, who spent part of his childhood in a World War II internment camp for Japanese Americans, is already the first Asian American to serve in the cabinet. And when confirmed by the Senate, he'll become the first cabinet member ever to stay on as one president turns the government over to a successor of a different party. As President-elect Bush began assembling a cabinet last month, he said he wanted to include at least one Democrat to show that he's committed to governing in a bipartisan way. Yesterday, Mineta made it clear that his loyalties are still to the Democratic Party, but he said the election is over and he's ready to serve the new president as transportation secretary.
I believe that there is no more fertile ground for building a bipartisan consensus on what is necessary and right for our country than in the area of transportation policy. There are no Democratic or Republican highways, no such thing as Republican or Democratic traffic congestion, no such thing as Republican or Democratic aviation and highway safety. Cargo is not shipped by Republican or Democratic railroad ships, barges, or pipelines.
As a congressman from California, Mineta once chaired the House Committee on Transportation. As a former vice president at Lockheed, he's worked on high-tech intelligent highway systems aimed at improving traffic flow and is also viewed as an expert in aviation issues. President-elect Bush also named outgoing Michigan Senator Spencer Abraham to be energy secretary. In doing so, he again talked of the need to lessen our dependence on foreign oil.
In Michigan during the campaign, I pledged a comprehensive energy policy for our country. I look forward to working with Senator Abraham to make sure that energy is available and affordable for all Americans. We must meet rising demand for energy with new domestic exploration and production. We must produce and conserve all forms of energy in America, and we must do so in an economically sound and environmentally sensitive way.
Senator Abraham, who is of Lebanese descent, is a former aide to Vice President Dan Quayle. He lost his Senate seat in November to Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Stabenow. The third cabinet choice Bush announced yesterday in Austin was that of Linda Chavez as Labor Secretary. Chavez is an author and newspaper columnist who, during the 1980s, was a regular commentator on NPR's Morning Edition program. Chavez was the head of the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights during the Reagan administration, and she is a vocal opponent of affirmative action programs. Business groups praised her selection yesterday, but the AFL-CIO called her nomination an insult to American working men and women, saying she's an avowed opponent of the most basic workers' rights. Yesterday, Chavez had this promise.
I intend to vigorously enforce the department's regulations to guarantee non-discrimination by federal contractors. And I want to work with employers to ensure that the Department of Labor assists the private sector in expanding economic opportunity and job growth.
President-elect Bush still has a couple of important positions to fill, including director of the Central Intelligence Agency and representative to the United Nations. Those chosen so far do represent a diverse group in terms of gender and ethnicity, though political analysts say the cabinet does have a very distinct conservative cast. Yesterday, Bush was asked what sort of message he has sent with his cabinet picks. He answered, saying he's proud of his cabinet.
Hope the American people realize that a good executive is one that understands how to recruit people and how to delegate, how to align authority and responsibility, how to hold people accountable for results, and how to build a team of people. And that's exactly what we're going to do. This is a team of people who will be dedicated to doing what is right for America.
Next up for the president-elect is a two-day economic forum in Austin. Today he'll meet with more than 30 corporate executives, most of whom were contributors to his campaign, to hear their views on the state of the economy. Unlike the televised economic forum hosted by Bill Clinton before he took office 8 years ago, the meeting in Austin will take place behind closed doors. Don Gagne, NPR News.